Yeah, so we're going to introduce the bill, as we mentioned last week, emergency legislation to open up the Maryland Health Insurance Plan. As you know, the MHIP plan is a safety net plan that we've had in existence for a number of years, offering insurance to Marylanders who couldn't otherwise get insurance. So we think it's very appropriate as a bridge, a short-term measure to open it up and expand it to those Marylanders who have tried to get insurance through the exchange, but for no fault of their own have been unable to do that. So we think that's the fair thing to do as we continue to make progress on the exchange.
Specifically, are these people who have established accounts, or
specifics actually are going to be worked out in the legislation and rules that are promulgated. But the intent, the goal is to make available to those Marylanders who have gone through the exchange and for no fault of their own have not been able to get insurance.
And is there the expectation that these people will be able to go back on the exchange? I mean, get off MHIP and
absolutely. I mean, the goal is to MHIP is not going to be in existence forever. We're going to close down MHIP. This is a bridge or temporary measure continue to make progress on improving our exchange.
What's the deadline? Is there a deadline for these people?
I don't follow your question.
Well, is there a deadline? I mean, if somebody's in MHIP, and then will they have
right
a certain
now?
Amount of time
MHIP
to
has
to...
been extended through, I believe, the end of March, but I'd have to get you the details on that.
What would be the purpose of having a hearing on what went wrong with the rollout of the exchange when, in fact, they're your own people? All you do is ask them what happened.
I'm not following the question.
Why is a hearing necessary to find out what happened in the rollout?
Are you referring to a legislative hearing?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Look, I mean, as we've said, I think right now our focus needs to continue to be on improving the performance of the exchange, and that's where we have dedicated a tremendous amount of resources as we've, you know, reorganized the project leadership. We've launched a staff surge both at the exchange, the call centers, the navigators, and we've, refocused our vendors, which resulted in eliminating one of our vendors. So that's where our focus is. I do think that there will be a time, and there ought to be, to whether you call it an investigation or an audit, but to look at what happened so that, number one, we don't repeat it again. And to the extent that folks need to be held accountable, we need to do that.
New York State is tired of its image as a high-tax state. And recently, Governor Cuomo has announced a $2 billion tax cut. Is that in Maryland's future, either this session or under your administration, a tax cut?
We don't have in our current legislative package a proposal to reduce Maryland taxes. There are a number of innovative things that are being done around the country. A lot of states are looking at what we're doing in Maryland, for example, the Invest Maryland, where we've created a $80 million fund to invest in Maryland businesses, mostly small businesses that already create jobs now. So there are things that we're doing, and there are things that we ought to be looking at. So I certainly look to New York with interest to see whether or not providing those types of tax incentives create jobs in New York. And if they do, certainly something we ought to consider.